Okay, so here's why it's crazy for people to say they won't use an outliner because they like networks and they don't like hierarchies. This is why it's crazy to say that. I'll tell you why. Because it's analogous to saying, I won't ride in a car because I prefer to take an airplane. Well, and airplanes don't exist. This is when we had cars, but we didn't have airplanes. And it would be nuts. The two things don't have anything to do with each other. There are some kinds of things that you can manage a lot better with an outliner than you can with pen and paper or a text editor or a database. There just are. You want to make a list of all the projects that you're working on, and then when you think of an idea for one of those projects, you go to that place and you enter the idea and you go back to work. It's like less work. It's like, what would you do now? What do you do now in that situation? Maybe you keep a file for each project. So then you go to the file system and you do the same kind of thing you would do in an outliner, right? Except it's a lot more work. Because the file system wasn't designed to be an idea processor. It doesn't put text on rails. What if you want to take an idea that's in one file and move it to the other file? That's when the outliner starts really shining, because you just drag the idea out of one section into another. It's all in one document. It's just, I think, a lack of imagination on the part of people is that why would these people make a tool that was useless and then keep doing it for years and years and years? Because it's useful, because it's not useless. Maybe someday we will figure out how to build something as fluid as an outliner for other kinds of structures. I have ideas. I've never really gotten around to doing them because just it's enough work to do the things that I do right now. And we have tried. We had a project at Living Video Techs called Boxes and Arrows. That was in the 80s. And we built it. Well, the problem was, is it was lugubrious. It was hard. The user interface was complicated, and there were never any problems that came up where I said, oh, I need to open up Boxes and Arrows to solve this problem. Maybe for presentations it might work, you know? And that was one of the applications for the outliner. But for whatever reason, we haven't solved that problem yet, but we have solved the outliner problem. We have tools. Go to littleoutliner.com and log in, and then just type in a list. It doesn't have to be anything real. I always type in the names of states, or just type 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, each on a line, and then drag an item from one place to another, and start entering some other thing. You may not like it, but I don't see why you wouldn't. It's just useful. It's not a religion. It's not a methodology. It's not some great guru sort of mystic sensation. It's a tool. That's all. Okay, thanks for listening.